This is the Bloom Daddy Experience. Your host, Bloom Daddy. His goal, inform, entertain, and tick people off. The Bloom Daddy Experience on News Radio 1170 WWVA starts now.
8:07 on your Thursday morning. Congratulations to Skip, our first winner of a pair of Allison Krauss tickets. So congratulations to Skip from Wheeling. So he's going to get to go see the show next Saturday, right?
Next Friday.
So congratulations to him. Okay, so if you have been involved or gone to any local theater or mystery theater, you may recognize this name and voice. Joining us now, we have local author Dustin Hevlin in with us this morning to talk about a new venture that he authored and get into the books and why you did this. So good morning. Thank you for stopping in.
Why, good morning, and thanks for having me.
Yes, absolutely. Well, first of all, I mentioned seeing you on the stage. You have been involved in the, I guess we'll say, arts around the Ohio Valley for many years.
Yeah, I've been acting since college at West Liberty State College. Ooh. That's when it was a state college.
I know. Okay, all up front. Dustin and I went to college together, so you're not allowed to tell any stories.
I won't.
Okay.
I don't think we're allowed on the radio.
No, probably not. The only one we could talk about is watching Days of Our Lives together, if
oh,
you remember
true.
Watch that. We would schedule our classes around Days of Our Lives. But anyways, but yes, stage, you've done a lot of stuff on the stage.
Yeah.
And most recently, Mystery Theater down at River City?
Mystery Theater Unlimited. I've been with that company for 17 years. They've been 30 years they've been doing mm-hmm. this. And we usually do it down at River City mm-hmm. Every month or so. So just down the road from here.
Yes, and great friend of show is River
yeah.
City. Now, you have kind of ventured off into something a little bit different.
I have.
You have authored your first children's book, or teen, we'll say, book.
Yeah, it's for second to sixth graders, usually is what the demographic is for. And I talked to my wife a few years ago about writing.
Mm-hmm.
And first off, I was doing short films, writing other kind of scripts. I wanted to do a series. And I'm like, what am I going to do with all these stories? Because
mm-hmm.
I can't do it on stage. It's too expensive to do short film or films by myself. So what am I going to do with all these stories? And I was never an avid reader growing up.
Oh, no.
No, I wasn't. I did have a fifth grade reading level. That's how I'm so well at writing fifth grade.
Gotcha.
We started thinking about it. I'm like, maybe I should write a book. So I started writing a book. I couldn't find my voice. And I ended up having a dream one night about these kids climbing up top of a mountain, just like top of the hill,
mm-hmm.
you know. I had this dream and inspired me. I woke up, I wrote a whole synopsis, and I wrote the first draft of the book in about 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, and tell everybody the name of the book.
The name of the book is Annual Wonderscape Races, and Snow Globe Mountain is the first series of that book.
Now, tell everybody exactly, you know, in your own words, the overall story. Premise of the story and the characters.
Sure. So it's these little kids called teenies in Teeny Town.
Okay.
And the biggest thing that the teenies love to do is these races every year. And it's whoever's on top of this one is inside of a snow globe. And whoever sits on top of the mountain gets to control winter for a year. And then that person makes an obstacle course, picks the volunteers to race through the obstacle course. First one to the top of the mountain wins. But this particular person has been controlling winter for 80 years.
Okay.
And, so all these teenies do all these different races. Like the next book that I'm currently writing right now is The Treehouse of Hearts. And it's a person named Tina that's on top of a tree, a 300-year-old oak tree that controls heart's desires.
Okay.
So it's all about either controlling emotions or events or other kinds of things for all the teenies. So it's basically, it's kind of like politics, you know? But it's like a challenge. Whoever wins it gets to control it for a year. And, you know, they make all these rules. But I have a thing in there. They said, if you have a will or a plan, you have the right to race.
Well, and does it? What are a lot of the messages you want the young adults to pick up from reading these books?
Sure. So what I do a lot is, because growing up I was picked on a little bit. Mm-hmm. I had some rough patches, and
the teen years are tough.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, for everybody.
Especially for me. Especially for a face for radio.
Okay.
But anyways. I have different things in here. There's three main characters, Lacey, Devin, and Samson. And with all these books, what I want to do is I want to focus on, you know, this one's focused on sharing and giving and teamwork. The next book that I'm doing is focusing on bullying and how to overcome that. But I'm doing it in a way to where it's in a story, to where kids can really learn from it without knowing that they're learning
from
it.
They're getting the message without realizing.
They're getting the message, yeah.
Yeah, without realizing they're getting the message.
Yeah. And the main character is going to be in all the books is Randy Robot.
Okay.
And I think that he pretty much is focused on what adults would be for kids, that they try to make things sound, he makes things sound exciting, he embellishes a lot. He keeps it moving, so he's in control, but he's emceeing the whole thing. But you know, and I really think that the kids can really connect with these books. And it's a smaller book too. It's a chapter
right.
book. It's text only. It's 90 pages.
It's not overwhelming.
No.
Yeah.
And I had I've been having some great responses for these books. I've had kids of every age. Even an 80-year-old woman was reading it and just loved it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about an hour read or so if you want to read it all the way through. I have another parent that's been telling me that they read a chapter a night for story time. So, and I wrote it in a way to where kids can enjoy it and adults can enjoy it, because I don't know if you ever read kids' books or not. Sometimes it can be like, oh, this is for kids.
Yes, yes. Dick and Jane run up the hill, and you know those simple things. Now,